Mother for love, Mother of the day, and you can afford to have. Welcome to you all this morning, special welcome to the visitors I see amongst us. We'll just start with the safety briefing, but in the case of fire, should the fire alarm sound, walk out quickly through the exit doors to the assembly point in the car park. Those are students' drill, and we call 111 and report the location and type of emergency. Remain at the assembly point until instructed otherwise. And don't get into your car as many people assembled in the car park. Don't block any fire exits. In case of an earthquake, drop cover and hold on and evacuate the building once the shaking stops. In the case of a large earthquake, we need to expect a tsunami and leave immediately and walk up Taranaki Street up to the Piaru National War Memorial Park up at the top of Taranaki Street. Don't stop, grab your belongings. And as we're sent to the city slide, we'll just need to keep an eye out. Thank you. our own worship. The whole world is in God's hands. From the farthest spaces to the inmost places, God is with us. We are as people of Christ gathered at table with our sisters and brothers around the world, we remember those who we are, we praise. Shall we pray with all that we have, with all that we are? We worship you, God of all being. Bless this day, bless this time, bless this gathering, bless this world with your overflowing love. Hallelujah. Let us pray. God of brilliant sunsets and shining rainbows, God of golden dappled fields and glowing autumn leaves, God of all the blooms of sunlit seas, God of all the shades of green in bush and field, in rivers and in oceans and lakes, in rough stones on the beach, and forest jewels in a showcase. God of people, brown and amber, pink and ebony, artistic and athletic, practical and visionary, compassionate and laughter bringing. God who colors us a world of variety, we thank you that you have made each of us unique, that you call us to contribute our special colors to the life around us. We come to you in thanksgiving and worship. Amen. Our first hymn, "We Are Many, We Are One." Let us rise and sing to the Lord.
today. So when you lay a vine, please say to them how much you appreciate them, because they are very beautiful. So this morning, we are conscious that there are many people around the world who, like us, are celebrating World Communion Sunday. World Communion Sunday calls us to live out our oneness in Christ and in his mission that all people may have life and have it abundantly. So during the week, I was thinking about some of the people that I know in other countries. Some of them are family members, they were AP students that Peter and I hosted. Others are friends who, like us, will be worshipping somewhere in the world and having communion. And I started to think about our parish and all the connections that we have around the world. So, I will need some helpers. I have bought a map with me. Philippines and Spain. Places that we haven't got. When they're finished putting their flags on the map, you'll see that this parish is connected to many places around the world. Probably that you can Ezekiel. I'm wondering if you would like some candles for us. So up on the Faith Union table we have four candles, four small candles, representing the four corners of the world. Thank you. Today there are new possibilities. We celebrate the company we keep with others. We celebrate the people that we love and we know who are worshipping in other countries today. We celebrate your hopes for humanity and for the future. Amen.
We may now sing our next hymn, Great God, who smiles and holds us all. Let us rise and sing to the Lord. hear from the attending of the city room.
First reading this morning is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 42. The Lord said, Jeremiah, I am your creator, and before you were born, I chose you to speak for me to the nations. I replied, I'm not a good speaker, Lord, and I'm too young. Don't say you're too young, the Lord answered. If I tell you to go and speak to someone, then go. with you and keep you safe. So don't be afraid. The Lord reached out his hand. Then he touched my mouth and said, I'm giving you the word to say, and I'm sending you with the authority to speak to the nations for me. You will tell them of doom and destruction, and the rising and rebirth of the kingdom. May God bless us.
Church, our faith, we were truly privileged to be able to attend such an event. The final day of Kirkintyre was a culmination of the whole gathering. There was excitement. People were keen to take part. The final day was a communion service. A communion service that was held at the Westfalen Football Stadium, the home of BVB Borussia Dortmund, one of, apparently, a good soccer team from that part of the world. The stadium that could seat 100,000 people. It's the most, one of the more famous stadiums in Europe because of its atmosphere. We thought about going to communion there, but in the end we decided that we would go with our host to his church. So we walked to his church, a Lutheran church, which was located in a shopping centre. Wasn't a specific church building. We joined with a congregation of about 50 people. Although we couldn't understand the language, there was no mistake of the warmth of the welcome. And together we watched the communion service that was happening at the football stadium. Communion with 100,000 people. It was an incredible production. Even though the language was different, we still understood when the celebrant consecrated the bread and when the wine was blessed. At the end of the service, we joined with the people who we were gathered with at the local congregation for fellowship and lunch. Using sign language and other ways of communicating, we shared a meal together. We talked about how we all belonged together in the body of Christ. It was a time when we felt a sense of belonging, even though we came from a different place, that we spoke a different language. A time when, as Christians on the other side of the world, we could gather together and worship with a sense of unity and togetherness, despite our differences. For too long, Christians have focused on the things that keep us apart from our sisters and brothers. It seems that often we reserve the most stinging criticism for other Christians. If we are politically left-leaning, we criticize those on the right, and vice versa. If we are oppressive, we criticize those who are conservative, and vice versa. And on top of that, we have denominational differences, and in our case, congregational differences. It sometimes seems that we rather like to think that our way of doing things is the right way. Today, World Communion Sunday, is a time to cooperate with the Spirit of God in recognizing that we belong together with all who follow Jesus. We are the body of Christ. It is a time to overcome the barriers that divide us from others. It is a time for unity. As Methodists, we could do well to follow the guidance of John Wesley, who spoke of the need for Christians to have a Catholic spirit, meaning all embracing. A person with a Catholic spirit, John Wesley said, loves as friends, as brothers and sisters in the Lord, as members of Christ and children of God, as joint partakers now of the present kingdom of God and fellow heirs of his eternal kingdom, all of whatever opinion or worship or congregation who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who love God and all people. Wesley believed that grace opened a person up to the fullness of the love of God. But so Our readings this morning from the lectionary for World Communion Sunday remind us also of a common commission. From Matthew, we heard that we are sent to all nations with good news. Like the prophet Jeremiah, we might protest. Not me, I'm not experienced. I'm not a speaker. But the Lord says, I am sending you. We are to make disciples of all who are to be baptized and taught everything that Jesus told us. So what does Jesus tell us? The essence of Jesus' command was to love the Lord our God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and love others as much as ourselves. So the common commission is not only about preaching, it's far more embracing. Love of neighbour necessitates acts of mercy, justice making, and reaching out to people who are oppressed and marginalised. It is unthinkable to divorce the Christian life of love and justice from being a disciple. Our commission involves, from the very beginning, as a matter of course, helping people to be sensitive to the needs of others, opening their hearts, their eyes, to recognise injustice, suffering, oppression, and the plight of those who are fallen by the wayside. Seems appropriate then that we are reminded of this common commission today on World Communion Sunday. As a result, we find the disciples of Christ all over the world, as Peter and I discovered in Dortmund, as we have discovered this morning as we put flags on a map. As we look around at our lives, we are all one in Christ. Disciples are spread across countries and cultures. They worship variously with drumbeat and violin, with shouting and silence, with dance and stillness. They gather in bare feet and in the finest leather shoes. They meet in cathedrals and thatched huts, in soccer stadiums and shopping malls. They are our brothers and sisters, every one of them. This table that we gather at this morning has no boundaries. Everyone is welcome. Holy Communion unites us. But we need to be careful. It can at times also be divisive if we leave it.
I've been privileged in the roles that I've had in the church and as a person who's lived around the country to participate in a great variety of services and in churches. However, some of the most difficult and uncomfortable situations I've found myself in have been because of being unfamiliar with a local church's tradition, particularly around communion. If, as we say, everyone is welcome, then how do we invite people to the table? Are we sure that everyone is welcome? Can we really say, come all who are hungry, for here there is a welcome for all? I remember as a young child not being able to participate in communion and as feeling as though I wasn't good enough. I've also been to a church where their theology is such that those from other denominations were not able to receive communion, including at my own brother's wedding. I did not feel welcome. Let us take care that we do not exclude others from our table. When we gather for communion, we are communing with each other and communing with God. For me, and I hope you, communion is something profound and significant. Even though we come from different traditions, different ways of celebrating communion, let us be united in the understanding that at this table we meet the risen Christ, and from this meeting we draw strength. And for this, we give thanks. Amen. Let us stand and join in a celebration of faith. In response to the world reflected on, let us stand and join together in a celebration of faith.
We believe in a sacred power within and around us.
A divine source that we call by many names and experience in many ways, that empowers and heals, that calls us forth.
Making and transforming beauty out of words and notes, images and colors, lines and pictures, and silence.
We believe in doing justice. Justice that compels and empowers us to risk whatever we must risk, to create a climate in which all people can be who they are.
We believe in our
dreams.
We experience the world as it is, in both its ugliness and beauty, and we see what it can become.
We believe in making peace. A peace that is based on openness, honesty, and compassion.
We expect change to continue to occur in our world. We rely on our courage to continue to bring about these changes.
A passionate love within and around us that laughs and cries, challenges and comforts. A healing love that perseveres.
We know who we are, painful as that can be at times, yet we continue to call each other to become more of who we are.
We remember and we commemorate. We create rituals. We play and dance and sing and love well.
We affirm our many shapes and sizes, colors and traditions, emotions and thoughts, differences and similarities.
Life that wells up within and flows out like a streaming fountain.
We believe we are good and holy, a sacred part of all creation. Ask for the Psalm 1 for our anthem.
Thank you.
It's time for our offering. Let our offering be received. Let us all pray together blessings of our offering. God of new life, out of the abundance of our lives, we offer these gifts to you. Through your blessings and our willingness to share, may these offerings become a source for hope and love in this church family and in the community beyond us. In the name of Jesus Christ, Amen. Please be seated. To your table you bid us come. You have set the places, you have poured the wine, and there is always room, you say, for one more. And so we come. From the streets and from the alleys we come. From the deserts and from the hills we come. From the ravage of poverty and from the places of privilege we come, running, limping, carried, we come. We are bloodied with our wars. We are wearied with our wounds. We carry our dead with us, and we reckon with their ghosts. We hold the seeds of healing. We dream of a new creation. We know the things that make for peace, but we struggle to give them wings. And yet, to your table we come. Hungering for your bread, we come. Thirsty for your wine, we come. Singing your song in every language, speaking your name in every tongue, in conflict and in communion, in discord and in desire, we come. O God of wisdom, we come. Let us all stand and sing our hymn, One in Love, We Meet Together, Love Divine.
Thank you.
We, many as we are one body in Christ. If we do not love our brothers and sisters whom we have seen, how can we love God whom we have not seen? The peace of God be with you. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. With all your people in heaven and on earth, we give you thanks for Jesus Christ, through whom all things were made, who in the fullness of time became flesh and lived among us full of grace and truth, who in obedience suffered death on the cross and was raised in triumph that we might have life. Therefore, we worship and praise your glorious name. Holy, 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 holy Lord.
God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
All glory and thanksgiving to you, living God, creator and sustainer of the universe. You gave us your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, who, on the night he was betrayed, took bread and after giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this to remember me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." Glory to you, Lord Christ. Come, Holy Spirit, that these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the bread of life and the cup of salvation. Bind us into one body that we may grow into the fullness of Christ, who is the head. Amen.
We come to your table, Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your great mercy.
We are not worthy even to gather the crumbs from under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat this bread and drink this wine, that Christ may evermore dwell in us and we in him. Amen. The bread that we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. The wine that we pour is a sharing in the blood of Christ. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. In eating and drinking together, we remember that Christ died for us. Feed on him in your hearts with thanksgiving. This morning for communion, we're going to be receiving communion slightly differently. In a moment, I'll ask the helpers to come forward. We will have two communion stations, one on either side. We're asking if you would come up the side aisles, take your communion, and then go back to your seats in unity together down the centre aisle. Please, would the servers come forward? We ask that the Fijians come first, as they will be singing during this communion. Come, now all is ready. Come, it's with him.
Thank you.
is the true vine. Drink this in the words of true life. Jesus, the true vine, given in life. May we who have remembered Jesus, who have shared in a foretaste of a world where everyone has a place at the table, be inspired by what we have shared in. Let us pray. We thank you with all our heart for your mercy and grace. Grant us now, in the days to come, a living hope in you. And as we serve you in the world, help us look and work for that day when at your name every knee shall bow and every tongue confess you, Lord, to the glory of God. Amen. God reaches beyond this place.
Tamar, can you extinguish the candles for us, please? And Lucy, Sakali, extinguish all the candles.
May the God of life be your guide on the road every day. Be your refuge in times of uncertainty, and be your rest in times of fatigue. May the God of life strengthen you when you feel weak, comfort you when you feel sad, and hug you when you feel alone. May the God of life, who loves you and knows you, cover you with the tenderness of a mother forever.